the Beat Red Podcast, a podcast where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell your stories, we tell our stories, you tell your stories. It's embarrassing all around. I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Katie.
Let's turn Beat Red.
How was your week?
How was your week, Katie? No, no, no. You went to New York. You had a whole trip. And I went to the Women's March. It was amazing. Go. You tell me.
Yes. Tell us about that.
It was phenomenal. I love marching for rights, people's rights, anyone's rights that deserves rights. It's so important. And it was a huge turnout. And I love LA. I love being in the mix. I love seeing the signs. I love marching. It's great. It's such a good way to spend a Saturday afternoon.
I love that.
I know. I loved it too.
Yes. I went to New York. It was so much fun. I got to meet up with a friend of mine that's been an Instagram friend. Two Instagram friends of mine, actually. This was my first time meeting them in real life. And I loved that.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
It was a very short work trip. I was there for like 48 hours. So I made the most of my free time and explored the city a little bit. I was in Brooklyn. It was the best. I had some really good thrifting. I got that bag over there.
I know. I love that bag. And I love that you went to Beacon's Closet. It's such a good place.
Yes.
And
thank you for the
rec. You scored.
I scored over there. It was good.
It looked like it was such a good trip.
It was fun. So then I got back from New York and my friend Genesee was in town, Miss Vicious Design.
I saw that.
Did you see that? She's been on here. If you have not heard her story, you need to go back and listen to it. She's such a great storyteller.
So
but
fantastic.
She lives in Utah normally. So she was in Long Beach just for like 2 days too. So we got together. We thrifted.
I love that.
That was our first, we're both avid thrifters and that was our first time in real life thrifting together. So that was really fun. We had a really good time.
I can't wait to see that. You
yes.
gotta
stay tuned. I'm gonna post it. I'm gonna put it up tonight, actually.
Oh, awesome.
So by the time this comes out, it will be out. So
I'm
you
so
can
happy.
See it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we actually have a caller, and this is our first international caller, which is so exciting. So we're gonna talk to, I hope I'm pronouncing her name right, Pippa. It's P-I-P-A. So I think it's Pippa.
Pippa.
If I'm pronouncing that incorrectly, forgive me. She's in Italy. I saw her story on TikTok and I thought it was just so wild and hilarious. I'm like, this needs to be told. Like,
yes.
She needs to share this. Her TikTok handle is P-I-P-A dot, and then there's 4 underscores. So P-I-P-A dot 4 underscores. Go give her a follow right now and let's hear her story.
Let's call her up.
Hello.
Hi. Is this, I don't know if I'm saying it right, so forgive me. Is it Pippa?
Yes, Pippa.
Pippa. Amazing. Pippa. So excited to talk to you. You're on with Katie and Mary Kate of the Beat Red Podcast.
Hello.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Yes. Nice to meet you, too. Thank you so much for doing this. This is so exciting.
Yeah, I know your story. Mary Kate doesn't, but it's just such a great story. It deserves to be shared with the world. And you're our first international caller, which is very exciting.
Thanks for staying
up. Cool.
Yeah. So whenever you're
it's
ready.
It's 2 a.m. here, but...
It's okay, 2 a.m. Cool. Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Oh, wow. It's 2 a.m. Okay. All right.
No, 1 a.m.
1 a.m. Okay.
But don't worry. I was awake anyway, so don't worry.
Okay. I love that. Okay, whenever cool. you're ready, you can get into it and tell us your story.
Okay. So let's start. Basically, this was the situation. I was with my dad and his girlfriend, and we were on vacation. And I obviously was like, oh my God, make some cute TikToks in the sea because how pretty, because we were in the Maldives. Okay. And
beautiful.
Yeah.
Wait, let me think. Okay. So it was like sunset time and we had to get ready for dinner. And so I like went down. The thing is, in the Maldives, I was in a water villa. So when you get down from the stairs, you have already the sea.
Oh, beautiful.
And,
wow.
It is. And then, so I went down. The thing is, in this specific island, it was man-made, which means they had to excavate the island for it to exist. Like some islands are natural, but this one wasn't.
Oh, wow.
So, what happened was that when I started to step on the sand, sorry, sometimes I forget the words. When I was like stepping on the sand, I started to feel like broken pieces of coral. I wasn't actually stepping on living coral, by the way, because a lot of people are like, oh my God, you are destroying, blah, 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 blah. And, no, it wasn't happening because even the Maldivians, like they said, no, like you have to step on broken pieces of coral because of the erosion. When you build the beach, the island, and even when you don't, there's still erosion because it's like the low part of the sea, the low tide. I don't know.
Right.
Sorry, guys. English is not my first language.
You're doing great.
Phenomenal. Yeah, I wish we spoke Italian so we could go back and forth.
Thank you, guys. No. But I don't speak Italian because I'm from Portugal. I speak Portuguese.
Oh, she's Portuguese. Yeah. Oh my God.
She's in Italy, but she's speaking. She's Portuguese. Yeah.
Okay. We're international queens, right?
Yeah.
Here.
Portuguese. I love it. Right. You're doing great. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And then, I started to step, like, my first red flag was, okay, like, I'm stepping a bit on this coral erosion, and it's hurting my feet, but fine. So my feet were already being hurt, so I didn't notice anything. And I think I put myself, like, on my knees because it was, like, very low tide. So I was, like, filming the sea, blah, blah, very pretty TikToks. And then suddenly I feel this bite on my ass and I'm very confused. Like I'm filming the TikTok and I feel like a pinch. And I was like, huh, sis. Like I felt a weird vibe about this situation. I felt like a heart palpitation. And I was like, I don't know. It was weird. So I usually I don't care. Like if I step on something, blah, blah, like I don't care. But suddenly I was like, sis. And I felt the heart palpitation. So then I started getting out of the sea because it was already night. Okay. Because the sand goes down very fast.
Oh, wow.
It was already night. And so I went upstairs and my parents were getting ready to put on the bathroom because it was like a common bathroom. And then they're like, okay, tipo, no. I go up, and I'm like, guys, I've been stung. Something bit my ass. And then my dad's girlfriend comes over, and she's like, don't worry, tipo, it was probably a mosquito. And I was like, oh, my God, it was not a mosquito. Like, I know it was, like, my ass was underwater. It wasn't upstairs. Tipo, it was not a mosquito. And, like, because it looked like it had a weird, it looked like a huge mosquito bite. Like, but it wasn't. And then suddenly when she said this, in this moment, these words hit, I remember, like, the lights getting more, they were getting more yellow. Oh, my heart started to, like, pump more. And my throat started to get very tight. And I was like, no, I'm not okay. And they were, like, getting ready. Like, they were ignoring a bit the situation. And then
They're like, you're fine. No, it's a mosquito bite.
I'm going to explain later, but basically I had an allergic reaction to the sea urchins that we still don't know about. But that's for a bit later. But... So I started to feel weird, and suddenly this calmness hits me, which people were like, oh, how did you work out in this situation? Like, I thought this was it. I thought, bro, I'm going to die for doing TikToks in the sea. by the way, my dad had told me, like, get out of the sea because it's nighttime.
We have to go get ready.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, tipo, this is it. Okay, I'm just going to chill here because I have to spare my rib. So I started to lay down on the common bathroom.
That's the last TikTok of your life.
Exactly. No, it's in how, bro, this is such a me thing to lie for doing. This is so me, tip to lie for doing TikToks is so sad. But so I started to lay down and breathing, but very calmly, okay? Very calmly, because I have to spare my breath. My throat is closing, and this will be the last moments of my life. So I said to my dad, very calmly and relaxed, Dad, please call the doctor. I cannot breathe. And he was like, wait, what? And my dad is very, like, he's very worried, a very worried person. So I don't even know how he wasn't worried at first. So he was like, wait, what, blah, blah, blah. And he starts getting very stressed, like, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. Starts, like, asking a million questions. I'm like, Dad, I have to spare my breath. Please call the doctor. And so, like, he... called the doctor, and then suddenly, like, he was, like, laying down with me. He put a pillow because I was laying down on the ground because I don't know why. Like, he was my – I felt easy. Tipo, I was feeling like I was going to kind of faint, but not exactly because I wasn't fainting. Yeah. It was a weird situation. So that's why I decided to lay down. And suddenly he looks down at my foot, and my foot is full of mini blisters.
Mm. Oh, like, oh my God.
What now? I thought it was, like, even from the bites because I didn't notice anything. I thought the bites made blisters in my foot. I was like, how? Like, is this venom? What is this? And I was like, bro, what is this? Oh, my God. And when the doctor came in, she was like, oh, I think you stepped on a sea urchin. And I was like, what? Like, I didn't even notice because it's supposed to hurt a lot. But the thing is, it was, like, on the curvy side of my foot.
Oh.
So the sea urchin... just flew to my foot, not flew. He doesn't fly. Oh. Well, you know what I mean.
Yes.
So you thought you were stepping on like broken pieces of coral that were sharp, and instead you were actually stepping on sea urchins.
On a sea, exactly. So, but he didn't hurt it well because it was like on the side of my foot. So I wasn't actually like shoving my foot there. Right. You know, it wasn't very aggressive situation. So it was more, but she was like, okay, I have to take off all the little pieces. But she was like, okay, I have to give you. For the bite, she was like, oh, I don't know what it is. I'm not going to lie. Tip, nobody knows to this day what was the bite. But it was a very weird bite. So I don't know. Whoa. They think they have a suspicion that it's a specific fish. I forgot the name, but he's like blue and yellow. I was like, okay, whatever, let's go.
A fish bit your butt.
So you stepped on sea urchins and then a fish just bit your butt for no reason. Just like went right into your butt.
The opposite way. We don't actually know the order of the situation, but one of those for sure.
They were like working as a team. They're like, let's take her down. I'll get her butt.
As they should, honestly, because there I was filming TikToks, but let's all be friends, guys. You don't have to attack me, but okay. You have to say nicely and I'll leave. And then she was like, okay, I have to take off all the little needles in your foot. And I was like, okay, oh my God, I'm so sorry for this. She was like, it's okay. And she was like, okay, I think the allergic reaction is actually from the sea urchin because it's rare. But there are some people that are allergic to sea urchin. Is that to sea urchins?
Wow.
And I was like, okay. Oh. I'm one of those nice, okay.
You're like, great. Note to self.
Try not people. I'm not allergic to anything, but I can be allergic to sea urchin, okay? It's a first. And so she was like, okay, I have to give you a shot. I was like, a shot? And she was like, yes. And I was like, okay, is it going to hurt? And she was like, a little. And I was like, okay. And so she just whips a huge-ass needle. I'm like, okay, go for it. And it's this time, I was like, I even filmed this part because I thought this was going to be my last footage. And I needed to, you're like, oh, she's obsessed with filming. No, I needed to distract myself. I needed company from myself because my dad was talking to the doctor and he was like, no, because she doesn't drink any water. Blah blah blah, and as if that there has anything to do with the situation, and so I needed to distract me. They were just speaking shit about me, okay? And I was like, okay, in this moment,
she's like, I'm gonna make a TikTok.
Speaking to myself. No, I wasn't even making a TikTok. I was just filming. I was just literally speaking like, "Oi, people! So here we are. we're a bit dying. We're not really like it was just for me to feel like I was speaking to someone, you know?
Yes.
And then she gave me that. She was like 1, 2, 3, boom, and it hurt actually. Like I wasn't expecting, but it was a huge shot. So yeah, like you would think this is the last of it, but in the morning I wake up and I go have my breakfast, and suddenly, tipo, there we were. Like I was with my, I don't know. I was like with this voice of this. Like I was like, what a night. And then suddenly the man whips out a cake. And what's in the cake? It's a fondant figure of me being bit by a shark in the ass and stepping on a sea urchin.
What?
And I start laughing so hard because that's the most random thing anyone can do ever. Like, it's so random. I don't understand, like, for real, people, I was so confused. I was like, wait, why? And they were like, oh, because last time, like last year or like 2 years ago, there was a man that was like playing football he was saying that he was a football fan. So he was like, oh, I'll play football with me to one of the people from the hotel. Uh-huh. And so they all made like two teams and they play football. And the person that was staying in the hotel, the client, lost, I think. And so they made him a cake, like, hey, you lost. Like, you're so nice. But like they made him a cake, tipo, which is okay. In that sense, it kind of makes sense because I was like, okay, so like he lost, so like here's your cake. At least you have cake because he lost. Right. I think they made him like with a fondant figure with him playing football, and I feel like he missed it, so he heard my story because in the island the word travels very fast. Okay, the word is a rocket machine, and so suddenly. True. He was probably like, okay, tipo, this is my I don't know, my chance. This is my chance. He was like, this is my chance to do another cake. Let's do it because this girl, goddamn, how stupid is she? And then they laughed. And instead of saying like, oh, okay, till soon, they were like, no, here comes trouble. And as they should, to be honest, I feel like it makes it way funnier. I love it when people roast me in a funny way. I think it's like, you know.
It's comedy genius.
It's so great, the fact that he took it. It probably took him like 3 hours. It took him like 3 hours to make this fondant sculpted cake. And I'll show you the picture. We'll post it on our Instagram. It's on her TikTok. She has a picture of the actual cake. It's so funny. Like the fact the whole island. Yeah.
I can't believe it.
The whole island roasted her, like over getting her bit butt and stepping on a sea urchin. Like, it's fantastic.
Like, tip, it's fair, you know. It was a very way to funny to very funny way to roast me, and
it is very funny.
Honestly, I agree.
Yeah,
very well.
Yeah, that
I love it.
I love it too. This is amazing. I can't. I mean, I'm so in awe of this whole story. I think that, like, in a way, you do get cake, yes, but they're reminding you that last night you almost died.
Was the cake good? Did you try the cake?
See, it was kind of bittersweet.
Was the cake,
like,
good?
Because everybody was like, oh, we, at least you have like free cake. No, like in the island, in the Maldives, it's not like, yes, it was free, but it's like in the breakfast, everything, like if you pay for the breakfast, everything's free. So
that's nice.
This was not a,
you're like,
you know,
everything's free.
Like the comedic part.
Yeah.
Well, like when you put, if you pay for the full package of breakfast, I can give you like whatever I want. So it wasn't like, oh, free cake. Okay, people. I mean, I did pay for the breakfast, but you know what I mean? But like, it was funny. It was fine. I think the workers were amazing because the doctor, because here's the thing, like in the Maldives, like if something actually bad happens, this is why I was like, okay, I'm going to die. It's because you don't have like right there a hospital to, like, you know, I would have to go by either by a little plane or by whatever.
Yeah.
So thank goodness that you were okay. And that is such an amazing story. Thank you so much for sharing it.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me.
And we put your TikTok in the beginning. So everyone go check out her TikTok too. She's got a great TikTok. All right.
Thank you, guys. I love this podcast.
Thank you so much, Pippa. We really appreciate it. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Isn't she so cute?
She's so cute.
Like, I can't even handle it.
I loved that whole story. She's so funny.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, first international caller.
First international
great story. It's impossible. Yeah. That's impossible to top. I don't know. I don't, like,
let's follow.
Okay, let's jump into
this.
It.
You
so
get into it.
I thought, like, I would go for a theme this week. Okay. Maybe you guess what it is. So the first story, it comes from, I had to do some research.
Pooping your pants.
No. Okay, okay. But you're gonna know. You're gonna know once I get into it. So this is from Orbit Scribe. From Reddit. Yeah. It's from 10 years ago. Mm-hmm, so, All right. And they write, I was in the 14-16 range, helpless in the face of random boners. I'm sitting downstairs waiting for my grandparents to come pick me up for the rodeo. I'm wearing loose shorts. I feel the beginning of a full-on raging boner.
No.
Knock, knock.
His grandparents?
Jesus. Christ.
Oh my gosh. He's at his house?
He's waiting for his grandparents to come pick him up for the rodeo.
Oh, my
house.
Gosh.
Knock, knock. Jesus Christ, I'm done for. My parents open the door and give me the it's time to go look. So there are my parents and grandparents looking at me expectantly. No time to uptuck. Uptuck is a thing I didn't know about. I need to get to the bathroom to hide this. Alas, the bathroom is on the other side of where everyone is standing. I get up, do the awkward hunched over side waddle. My grandmother opens her arms for a hug. Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck. I think to myself, I go in for the hug with my ass jutted out as much as possible to no avail. It grazes her.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Your grandma.
I see her eyes widen.
Your grandma?
She stammers.
Wait, did he say he's in shorts?
Yes.
I hate this so much.
She stammers.
I hate this.
And I quickly excuse myself to go to the bathroom, afraid I would be the first person to die of shame. I'm telling you, this is how it ends, okay?
Her eyes widen, he runs away to the bathroom.
This is what he says at the end, though. Decent day at the rodeo after that. He hit his grandmother with his boner.
With his boner.
I'm sorry. I feel like I found your like, I hate horror stuff or things that break.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I destroyed that house. Ooh, that's the worst thing. is this maybe
a boner
for you,
on grandma?
A boner on grandma is maybe something you can't.
Oh, that's so cringy.
I mean, I did some digging for some stories this week about
that
this
and clowns.
Theme.
That and clowns, remember? Clowns.
clowns. You're scared of clowns.
Okay, this next story is from Bernice, and her IG handle is Berry Nice B. That's BerryNiceBee. She shared this story with me on Instagram, and here we go.
Yes.
So my story is, when I was 24, my sister and I were in Palm Springs at a crowded public park. I was having my sister take pics of me for the gram, and I was wearing pants with a cute bikini top. I decided it would be cute if I climbed a tree to take pics. I'm like, oh, another theme of taking pics turning into an embarrassing moment, right?
Capturing it forever.
We finished our shoot, and I was ready to come down. Well, I didn't really notice how high I was until it was time to get down.
No.
I was moving from the branch where I had been taking pictures to the trunk and trying to just slide down the tree because that seemed like the safest way to get down. But my legs ended up going down first, and then I was just hanging on the branch from my stomach and my arms, if that makes sense. So she's basically like hanging over the branch, and her legs are dangling.
Okay, so there's only way and way you have to just kind of jump down.
Or like try to kick your leg back up. Like you're in that position. So your arms and leg, arms.
Either
and,
way, yeah. It doesn't look good.
It doesn't look
good. I mean, you're not. I don't mean look. Like
it's not
like,
a sexy pic.
Yeah, I just mean like it's not looking good for her as
it's
far as
it's not looking good for her.
Goes.
It is not a sexy pic. Yeah, exactly. I tried, but I couldn't swing my legs back up to the branch to readjust myself. So I had to just let go of the branch and fall.
No.
As I let go and fell off, the tree got caught on my bikini top and flipped it up and scraped up my stomach.
So her boobs are just hanging out.
Like picturing
she's getting
her over the tree, like barreled over the tree, and then just letting go, and it scrapes your whole stomach and flips up your bikini
top. It's terrible. Wait, who's down below, her friend?
Oh, let's see who's down below. Oh. As you remember in the beginning, she said it was a crowded public park.
No.
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. I ended up flashing a whole family of four that was nearby and probably lots of other people around the park, not to mention my own family. Like, her whole family's there. She's pulled her sister aside to take pics, but her whole family's there.
But her dad, her mom,
her
whoever.
Maybe grandma, she's got some cousins there.
Katie, her grandma.
Grandma's back in the picture. No, worse for this would be grandpa. Okay.
Grandpa's like, oh no, sweetie.
And you've got some other random family and kids. You got kids everywhere.
You got kids everywhere.
This is a rated R scenario all of a sudden.
Lost innocence right here.
Right there. Who knows what those kids saw?
Those
their first
kids grew
boob
up that day.
Some teens saw their first boob that
first
day.
First pair.
Okay. So I quickly readjusted my bikini top and I tried to apologize to anyone close by that may have seen. My family was laughing, but I was mortified and it haunts me to this day.
Oh.
I did end up getting great pics at least.
Just this is a common thing. Chase that story and you fall into an embarrassing
But at
moment.
Least she got some amazing pics before she scarred her entire
She doesn't need to give the after photo. Yeah. No one knows. No one needs to know until now.
No one needs to know. Yeah. I thought that was
Does that
funny.
Ever happen to you when you were like doing something for Instagram and something like went terribly wrong, but you know,
I don't
you got
think
your,
so,
you
but I'm
shot.
Not that person that like, you know, the people that literally like go and they fall off cliffs, like trying to get pictures or
I
remember the
those.
People that went to a museum and they like knocked over some priceless like statue that was worth like a ton of money, like trying to take Instagram pictures. Like, I don't really do those kinds of things. I feel like I don't put myself in like risky situations or like, I don't need the shot so bad that I'll like do anything for it. Like go in like areas you're not supposed to be
Drop
in.
Drop down
know?
Into a zoo cage. Just look at me with
like
this
people
tiger.
Do fall off cliffs like kind of often trying to be like, look at this gorgeous sunrise.
That's
and
awful.
Then they're like, it's horrible.
I know. And then they still post it.
No, they're dead. Like people have died.
Oh, no.
Like, people have died
oh,
doing that, literally.
Oh,
yeah. It can turn dangerous real fast.
That's the most awkward funeral ever.
I know.
Just like, what happened to her?
So it's not always worth it. But
Let's
in this case, it was.
It was.
This is just a little bit of shame. But she had those great photos to post and, you know,
she stuck the landing.
I love it.
Scraped belly. Okay. So this is from a website called Piston Heads and it comes from a coastal resort town in Dorset, England.
Oh.
This town is called Bournemouth.
Oh, I love it.
Was it Bournemouth seafront many years ago? Just kidding.
I kind of watched.
Was it Bournemouth Seafront many years ago? Busy and hot, we were kind of watching one of those gyroscope things where you get... I can't do it. We got to start over. Here we go. Okay, so they're at Bournemouth Seafront, just, you know, boom, 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 boom. They're watching one of those gyroscope things where you get suspended, then spun around in the air. So I guess this is So they do it to astronauts. You sit in this thing.
Oh, I know what that is.
Defies gravity and spins you all around, right? Yeah. It's fascinating to watch. I can only imagine. After a minute or two, one of my mates pointed up at the chap being spun round and shouted, ha, 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 he's got hard on. The bloke had thin, hot weather shorts and indeed did have a boner.
Oh, no, it was like blood flow like went there, however he was moving around.
This guy is being thrown through space all over. Can you imagine like seeing a boner like go that fast all around? And you're just like staring at it and everyone's like staring at it like, oh my God, he's got a boner. Like, I wonder if they saw his actual penis through the shorts.
Now
or, like,
I'm just
thinking
of like Not Scary Farm. Like they have those ones, you know, where you're like bounced around in. And I'm like, there was somebody in there just like with a raging boner.
I mean, I've noticed, this rabbit hole really enlightened me. You can get a boner if you're scared.
Oh, yeah, that can happen.
A fear boner. Right? I didn't realize that.
So you guys, give us your fear boner.
Yeah, let's talk about
that. Would be horrible. You're like getting held up at gunpoint and then you're just like, that would be so awful. They're like, give me all your money. And they're like, ooh, never mind. Goodbye. You're into this. I don't like it.
They're like, do you want to hang out?
Never mind.
Okay, so that is too funny. Pretty much half of Bournemouth Seafront was pointing and peeing themselves, laughing at this guy. Was very funny.
And then they peed themselves, and that was another story.
And then
they had their own stories.
Themselves,
they
and then
pants.
They got boners.
Everyone
got a boner.
Out. This next story is from Nancy in Ontario, and she writes, hey, Mary-Kate and Katie, I love you both separately, and I love you even more together. Thank you so much for making us laugh at a time when it basically feels impossible.
Aww. Ontario, like, Canada?
Yes, so sweet.
That's so sweet.
We so appreciate you, Nancy, and thank you so much for writing your story. Let's read
it. Listening.
Yeah. So I have a story for you. I'm 33 now, and this happened when I was about 19. I'm a very late bloomer, always thorough in my process, but always one social step behind everyone else and a rather extreme introvert. All this in mind, it's really no surprise that I made it to my last official 6 months as a teenager without going to a single school party.
Oh.
But I'm like, you dodged a lot of bullets there.
Yeah,
probably.
They're not that fun. I didn't go to any either. Who am I kidding?
But then I met my best friend to this day. Born 4 days apart, we knew we were soul sisters for life the second we laid eyes on each other.
I
cutest.
Love that.
I would follow her everywhere, but the one thing she couldn't get me to do was to go to a party with her. Until I met the one guy that made my head spin.
Yes.
Think 21-year-old Jason Momoa, okay? Like, yes, girl,
instantly.
Yes. Yes.
I love that
Absolutely.
For you.
Absolutely. I will go to the ends of the earth for you, okay? I will be at that party. He talked and I stuttered a few times over the course of 2 months before he hinted that he was interested in me, which is why I couldn't say no when he asked me to a roof party at his parents' house.
Yes.
I freaked out, but I agreed to go anyway. My friend said she would go with me and even helped me get dressed and did my hair and makeup before the event, so I ended up feeling pretty confident upon arrival. I fucking shouldn't have.
What?
You know, there's always a down with the up. The night started out just fine until the drink started pouring in. That's where it always goes wrong, you know? Like, it's all good until everybody chugs and it's the shots. The shots will kill you every time.
And you're just
trying to
kind of get that buzz to feel comfortable, but then you just take it too far. Oh, God.
I had never drank in my life and I didn't know my limits.
Oh,
so
no.
About three drinks in, things started to feel off. My head was pounding, so I asked some random girl for a pill. She happily gave me one. Yeah.
What kind of pill?
I should have specified what kind of pill I was looking for.
Oh, no.
She wanted like some Advil and she got something else.
Got like ecstasy.
She got ecstasy. She got who knows what she got. She got speed. She got something crazy.
She got Viagra. Just kidding.
Oh, my gosh. Mixed with the alcohol, it kicked in hard. Somewhere between 2 hours to 2 weeks later, I finally came to the conclusion the shot glass in my hand wasn't ignoring me on purpose, and I realized I had to go to the bathroom and shit my body weight, which was rather significant at the time, I might add. Taking basic steps felt like walking on a flying saucer ride at the theme park, so I found my friend and asked her for help, but she was too busy flirting with a guy and dipping a piece of bread in the ashtray in front of her.
What?
Like, that's such a funny detail.
She's so funny.
Super high, like dipping bread into an ashtray. At that point, I basically gave up on life and somehow stumbled down the stairs into the house. Jason lived in a really nice neighborhood, as in elite level nice.
Okay.
She about to destroy it.
She's gonna knock something over.
His house had at least 2 guest bathrooms for me to choose from, but his parents' bathroom was closer. Poor them.
No.
After sitting on the toilet for a very long time, making noises I personally have never heard coming out of anyone before, I felt much better. And I went to wipe. There was no toilet paper.
No! What is she going to have to use?
I looked everywhere. Well, after not finding any, I gave myself about 90 seconds to panic before doing the smart thing and picking up the silk pure gold embroidered hand towel next to the sink.
Oh, no.
Now might be a good time to mention that I was diagnosed with OCD, which means everything has to be perfect even when I'm just mildly resembling a human. I also am really fucking Jewish, so there was no way that my inherent guilt was going to let me leave the bathroom without making sure it was nice and tidy.
Oh,
so after I used the towel, I neatly folded it and hung it back in its place before washing my hands.
There's poop on there.
Then I noticed the blood in addition to the poop on the towel.
No.
I was so focused on my headache, I completely forgot I was on my period.
Oh, my God.
Neither my friend nor I remember the end of the night, so I can't say if I went back into the party or not. Needless to say, I found myself another crush the second I was able to remember my name without checking my ID. Thank you so much for listening. XOXO, Nancy from Ontario, Canada.
Nancy, that was a phenomenal story. You're a phenomenal writer, too. Wow.
My favorite part is that she hung the bloody poopy towel back up.
She's like, I'm OCD, so I'm just going to make sure this is nice and neat. And it's poop covered.
I would be like putting that in the bottom of the trash with 8 million things on top of it. The fact that she hung the blood and the poop were obvious on the towel.
Yeah.
Just facing.
So
leave the bathroom with the blood and the poop on there is the best part.
And also, can you imagine you're his parents? You come home.
Yes.
Okay, there's been a party here, but at least our bathroom was saved.
Probably no one else went downstairs because it was a rooftop party.
Yes.
So like she said, there was 2 bathrooms and this one was closer. So hopefully like no one else went in there. But like, yeah, how funny is that? Like he probably
busted
cleaned
instantly.
Up everything pristine, but then they go into their bathroom and there's just blood and poop on the gold embroidered towel.
And his mom's
part.
Like, I should have put toilet paper on there. No, that is
it's a great story. Yeah,
if you have any other stories, can you please write
Nancy,
us those stories?
We want them all. It's
They're
so
phenomenal.
Good.
Thank you, Nancy.
It's real good.
Whoa,
yeah.
That's great. This comes from a handle on the internet called The Man Who Has the Plan.
The Man Who Has the Plan
writes, when I was a freshman in high school, I had an Adidas windbreaker and had a boner.
Oh, man.
Unfortunately, my name was called next to go up in front of the class for my presentation. So real quickly, I tried the old tuck the boner up under your boxer's pants waistline, which is a thing. That's what I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
While I was giving the presentation, I used a hand movement to show something up high, which lifted my shirt up enough where my penis head was showing like a turtle head sticking out of a shell.
The collective
gasp, laughs of the room was all I needed to know that most of the class just saw my dickhead.
Oh, no, the tuck-up backfired.
Saw his penis.
The classic tuck-up backfired.
It's just really funny to me.
That is funny.
I mean, we don't realize, because we haven't been through it, but these boner stories, these guys are getting them all the time. They're getting them randomly. My research has told me that they get them everywhere. At any time, this can happen for no reason.
Anytime, any place, all the
you're
time.
You're just looking at the sky and you get a boner. One guy was in church and like got a boner in church. So I don't know. I mean, it's not the same. It's not the equivalent of
No, women go through way worse. We have periods forever.
Periods forever.
We have childbirth. Yeah, we have way more.
This made me feel a little good.
It does. That is funny. Yeah. That is like they have a chance to be mortified a lot.
All the time. Yep.
We've got once a month to be mortified if something happens, even though it's natural.
And we're all unified under this tent of we all poop our pants, clearly.
Right. We all have that. But yeah, that is that's funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
That is funny.
These boner stories, I gotta say.
Yeah, you don't think about that either. That he hit it. He thought he was covered.
And then he's like,
and then he lifted his arms up, and everyone saw his little turtle head poking out.
Can you imagine seeing that?
Oh man, and the gasp! And how do you get past that? Yeah, you just have to be like, oh well, it didn't happen. Forget about it. Everybody forget about it. Now you're the boner guy. Everybody, let me tell you, everybody remembers that. They do.
No one cared about his presentation.
They all remembered. Okay, we have another story from Liv. Remember the two girls, one cup grandfather story.
Okay.
She has another story about that same grandfather, and it's wild.
I can't wait to hear
it.
Here
we go. I will do a disclaimer. There is some language in here.
Okay.
I mean, we always curse on here, but this one I was even a little cringy over, so.
Okay, so yeah. Buckle up.
Buckle up for the cringe. Okay. My grandfather had a parrot, which he taught to talk. He taught the birds so many things to say, especially how to mess with telemarketers. The parrot would say the funniest things when I'd be on Skype with my grandfather, such as an English translation from our native language. Hello, asshole. What the fuck do you want?
Whoa.
Hello, asshole. What the fuck do you want? I want to say it in a parrot voice. That's not the cringy part. It's at the end. You'll see. Okay. My grandmother was surprised. My grandfather taught the parrot to swear, given their home situation, as my grandparents lived in the family ancestral home that's been in our family since the 1880s that is now co-owned by one of my brothers and sister-in-law. So the whole family lived there together. So she's like, why are you teaching this parrot to swear when there's kids and
there's
kids, it's going to be
around. They can hear this and you're going to teach them to swear.
It's going to be around all that. So maybe that's why the kids did the payback. Now we know that's
right. The kids were here we go, Gramps. Yep.
Okay. In December 2014, my grandfather died at the age of 114. I'm like, wow, we knew that before from the other story, but that's so
that's
long.
That's a lot of years. Yeah. That's old.
The tradition for our wakes in the family is that we are cremated and then we have a wake for a celebration of life so friends and neighbors can pay their respects. We aren't a religious family, so we asked the funeral home to not bring in any priests or anything church-related, but the funeral home didn't listen, and they brought in a priest. My family brought the parrot from home for the wake, and when the parrot saw the priest, he started swearing at him and saying things like, fuck off, asshole!
Oh my God!
Go fuck yourself! Burn in hell, fucker!
What?
This isn't even the bad part, just wait. The priest ultimately left because he couldn't deal with the parrot.
Someone's got to take that parrot out of there.
My whole family was so embarrassed, but thankfully our friends hadn't arrived yet. But that's not the end. Now everyone was gathered during my father and uncle's eulogy to my grandfather, and suddenly the parrot starts squawking. Oh, baby, after all these years, you've still got it. That's the way I like it.
No.
My grandmother instantly starts blushing, realizing that the parrot must have overheard her and my grandfather during making love nights. Suddenly, the parrot says, oh, Bjorn, fuck my old pussy. Fuck yes, make me feel like our wedding night.
Whoa.
That's the cringy part. I'm like, oh, my God, that's horrifying. Horrifying. My grandmother gets up quickly and moves the parrot to its cage in the other room, but it didn't help because we could still hear the parrot now shouting what my grandfather taught it to say to telemarketers. When the bird died a month after my grandfather, my grandmother was relieved that its reign of foul words was over. To this day, my grandmother forbids the bird from ever being mentioned again in the house and forbids anyone from wanting a pet bird in the house as long as she's still alive.
That's amazing.
Isn't that wild?
It is wild.
Parrots can be taught. They mimic. They are mimics. So, that's horrifying if it actually, heard that and then says that.
They have a funeral?
At the funeral, it starts talking about things. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't. It's just.
That's, I don't even know what
that's a level
say.
Of embarrassment. The priest that has already been ushered out because he was so offended. He probably was like, oh, my God, this bird's possessed.
He's like, oh, I got to exercise that bird.
This bird is possessed. There is a demon inside of it. I've got to get out of here. And then the bird says those things in front of your entire family. Like the little kids, the yep. little kids oh, that are going to be hearing that and probably brought it up to her like, Grandma, what is fuck your old pussy mean? Like, that's like, oh my God, I can't. It's horrific.
I cannot. That is,
but it's a great story.
That's a gold medal story.
Thank you for the story, Liv. That is Thanks, a Liv. Fantastic story. And that is horrifying on all levels for all the entire family. Like for the entire family.
Wow.
And it's a tragedy. Like your grandfather's passed away. You're there. It's a sad time. You're mourning. Right. And then this happens.
The bird wins.
I mean, maybe it brings some levity, though, to the moment. But
well, the bird wins. I mean, all those years the grandpa taught it those things. And then he displayed it.
He died a month
it.
After. Isn't no, that like
you think someone poisoned him?
No, he probably like sometimes pets are like so attached to their owners, you know?
Right.
And like who knows how old the parrot was. Like they live a long time, too.
It's true. That's wild.
That is a wild story, though. Yeah.
Woo!
That was a wild ride.
A wild ride.
Do you have one more for us?
I do.
Let's
okay.
do it.
This is from Chasm41C2F3312. And he writes, I'm standing in a fairly long line on a staircase for a water slide when I suddenly get an erection.
Oh, no.
I tried covering it with my hands, praying no one will notice or it will go down. However, a younger kid does see it, points, so I turn much too quickly and my erection hits one of the rungs on the railing with a thunk. Well,
how big is this guy's barge?
Seriously, yikes. Well, the sound kind of reverberates and causes several others to suddenly look in my direction. Eventually, I get to the front of the line. This is my favorite part because I cannot believe it. And the attendant sees my erection. So, you know, water slides, there's like an attendant right there.
Yeah.
And you're like, show up and your crotch is in their face.
Yeah, they have to make sure like you're all lined up. You've got your little like raft ready to go.
So this guy's just like face to face with this kid's boner and shakes his head before quickly motioning for me to go down the slide. I had to hang out in the wave pool until it was finally all clear. So bad.
He just turns and bonk. Like
just slams his pee. Also, that would hurt.
Like loud enough for everyone to turn around?
Yeah.
Like, that's a hog right there.
That's a barracuda.
Which is, yeah, I mean.
Barracuda at the water slide.
That's something to do. Okay, that's our show. We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, please email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listed in our show notes. And if you can't beat them,
join them. See you next week.